Happy New Year and welcome back to another Mining Stock Education episode. I'm Bill Powers, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, to kick off the new year, we're going to be getting an update from Mark Campbell, the CEO of Aton Resources, on their Rod Ruin exploration program, as well as get an update on the significant progress that's being made in Egypt regarding mining reform. So, Mark, Happy New Year and thanks for joining me.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Bill, and thank you. We've had quite a strong previous year, and Rod Ruin being the exciting new discovery that we made. We had, when you think about it, back in December, the beginning of December of 2017, we had just found Rod Ruin, but it was so remote and so rugged that it was very hard to access. We had to build a road. So we built, a 4.5 kilometer road up the side of a mountain, to get there. We've done a lot of ground, boots on the ground exploration, and, that has led us to being able to start our drilling program, which we began at the end of August of last year. And we've drilled 4,100 meters. And we've had very good results. And there's a press release that came out today on some more of the results from that drilling program. And again, it just keeps showing the extension of this mineralized footprint and supports what we've been saying, and that is that we're looking for a large bulk mineable target that has good grades with high grade shoots in it. And that continues to be the case. And we've had one hole which had 40 meters at 1.3 grams a ton gold and 11 meters at 5.20 grams a ton. So we are getting some good grades, and these holes continue to be mineralized from surface. So it's very, very exciting. And, for a discovery of an area that really hadn't been worked for 1,600 years or even known about is even more extraordinary.
Absolutely. So you've drilled with the current program, the reverse circulation program, you drilled 50 holes, 36 have been...
That's correct.
36 have been reported as of today.
That's correct.
And you even had some individual selective grab samples assaying up to...
Channel sampers.
Yep, up to 321 grams per ton gold. That would be your best.
We've had those. Those are on the North Ridge. If you think of looking at Rod Ruin like the letter Y, you have a central ridge that goes up and then splits into two. So you have the South Ridge and the North Ridge, and this is where we found the ancient mining sites. And those on the northern side, where there again is just extensive workings, ancient workings. We did take sample one in a channel sample at 321 grams a ton. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And the footprint. Can you talk about the footprint that's been defined so far? What size are we looking at here?
Well, we're talking about 700 to 400 meters down to a depth of about 200 meters. So, and that is only in this first pass. And so a lot of the holes would have been, fairly within the same areas. But we're going to come back now and continue to expand our drilling operations. And we'll also go now and start looking at putting some holes in the northern side, the northern ridge. One of the problems with the northern ridge, and as I mentioned earlier, the terrain is very rugged. And so it's very steep in some places. So getting up there, right up to the top with a road, will be very, very challenging.
And as you build the road, then you're going to be taking channel samplings and reporting those along the way as well?
Absolutely. And, we will take that, we'll sample all the way along as we did on the South Ridge. We'll build drilling pads. And then we'll move the rig over there to start drilling some holes there. I know a lot of people ask us, why we're drilling RC and not diamond. We will come back and drill diamond. There's no doubt about it. But with all the voids and the ground, the consumption of water will be just, you know, enormous. And we would have to, truck the water in the tanks. Then we'd have to pump it up 4.5 kilometers, all which are doable, but you'd just be using a lot of water. So we want to have really good targets that we feel, you know, A, we want to understand the structure better, and also B, you know, give us the best bang for our buck, because it's going to be expensive to drill with that water consumption.
Yeah, when I spoke with your exploration manager, Javier, he said that you could do the RC drilling to about 300 meters, I believe.
That's correct, yeah.
With like 500 PSI of air pressure, which is significant.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, you know, it's got a very large compressor on it. So it's got the oomph to do it. It would be, the real reason that we haven't gone down that deep is, you know, they only had 200 meters of pipe. So once there's some more pipe in some of those holes, we can extend.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to spend the money, haul the water out there to do diamond drilling, you want those clearly defined targets, you know, that are not going to hit the ancient voids where the ancient mine workings, because you'll just lose all your water.
No, you will hit them. But the fact of the matter is that you want to, you know, you want to make sure that what you're drilling is worth spending that money, as opposed to, you know, just spending a lot of money, you know, trying to figure out what you've got. It's easier to figure out what you've got with RC without having to worry about the water, and then come back in a much more targeted approach to drill the diamond.
So the deepest known mineralization intersection we have so far would be 200 meters?
200 meters, that's correct.
Okay, so we got a 700 meter by 400 meter footprint.
By 200 meter. Yeah, depth.
Okay, and 200 by depth, okay. That's the model we're working at. We have some significant high-grade samples, and I believe that first exploration hole that you released on November 12th, that was at 163 meters at 0.9 grams per ton gold.
Yeah.
And that really got the market excited.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as I said, I mean, you know, we're very different, you know, it's without a doubt, the excitement is that, you know, you do have this wide mineralization. Most of all these holes are mineralized from the surface. You know, as I say, you're getting good grades plus some high-grade shoots in there. Plus, we have some good results in zinc and, you know, some in silver as well. So, you know, it's, you know, so far so good. And certainly, you know, every time, you know, we look at these assays, I mean, you know, it's the hits just keep on coming. So, you know, it's quite exciting. And, you know, the other thing we're going to do coming back in the new year, you know, we don't talk about this much, but we do have 17 other targets. And at some point, you know, we will want to take a break to just figure out what we're doing at Rod Ruin, refine our drilling model, and then go back. But in that interim, instead of just having a rig sit around, we can go out and, you know, put some holes into some of these other areas just to sort of start developing the value in our exploration portfolio.
So those 14 other holes that are still to be, the assays are still to be released, should we expect those in the next month to 2 months? What's the time frame?
No, you'll expect that we should get those out by the end of the month.
End of the month, okay. And then the next potential drill program would start what time in 2019?
To my mind, you know, our sort of target in this would be somewhere around the middle of this month. The rig's on site, so I mean, it's just a matter of getting the crews back in and the geologists, and you know, we're just at the moment, you know, refining where we want what our program's going to be, and then because we need a bit of time to, you know, mull some of this stuff over, and then we'll come back.
And so 2019 will be focused again on Rod Ruin.
Yeah, Rod Ruin predominantly with doing some, you know, other work. You know, there's also our Hamama development project, and we will probably have to go back in there and drill some RC holes at Hamama West just to lift our resource from inferred to indicated.
Now, also as exciting as you and I were chatting is what's going on in Egypt concerning mining reform. Can you speak about your firsthand knowledge of the developments here?
Sure. I mean, as we've discussed in the past, Egypt had a very very draconian, if I could say, mining regime. And this goes back to 1982 when, although there was no activity here, the government decided to say, okay, well, oil and gas are extracted, mining's extracted, therefore, if it works for oil and gas, it's going to, that framework's going to work for mining. But, that's not true because even though they're extractive, that's where they begin and end in similarity. It's like trying to compare Uber to British Airways. I mean, they may be in transportation, but they're completely different businesses. And so, it's what has happened in the last year, which is very exciting. President Sisi said, look, why is there only, Aton Resources here and, Tani Stratix here and then one mine, Sukari. And, it's the last mine built in 90 years or plus, what's going on? And the Minister of Petroleum, who is a very smart guy, said, right. So he got in Wood Mackenzie, said, look, I don't know anything about, mining, but I know some people who do. And Wood Mackenzie had sorted out the Ecuadorian mining industry. And so they brought them in. They gave them an overview of what was wrong, and they've given them, what you need to do and what is important, and, how to get the balance between what, the government wants and what industry wants. I mean, nobody in these things ever gets everything they want, as much as I'd love to get everything I want. But, to get the balance right so that you do attract investment. Egypt and the Arabian-Nubian Shield in general, but Egypt in particular, is highly underexplored. And there's not a lot of data because when Nasser came to power, it just fell by the wayside. Oil and gas kept going and expanded and became a thriving industry. But let's face it, I mean, Egypt's been in the oil and gas business just slightly less time than the United States. So you're talking about Shell being here for over, 120 years. So, it is exciting that they have recognized this. They have become very proactive on it. We at the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt, which is the strongest lobbying body in the country, we had a meeting with the Minister of the Mineral Exploration and Development Committee. We had a meeting with the Minister the other day, which went really well. He has appointed a new chairman of EMRA. EMRA are the part of the Ministry of Petroleum that actually looks after hard rock minerals, so mining, industrial minerals. And again, I met with him just before New Year's, and really, really exciting. It very, very open, very switched on, very understands, what is necessary to attract foreign investment, and is very keen to work with industry and listen to what we have to say and, sort of create a forum to help him with this. So, and, Wood Mackenzie will be back this month, again, back working on all of this. So I think that all in all, the future here in Egypt is very, very exciting. It's very good for us.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to relate it to. Aton, you mentioned that you're the only publicly traded gold exploration company right now in Egypt.
Any kind of exploration company.
Then also, this would help the future development and all ultimately production of any mineral project that you would progress to that point. Because one of the things you hit on with in our first interview together was that 50-50 mandated JV with the government, which is not attractive, and it kind of hinders your ability to find a major miner if you wanted a JV with a major miner. But that's one of the things that should be removed with these reforms. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. And also, too, so they'll get rid of this JV, and they're going to go to tax, rent, and royalty, a much more understandable and widely accepted framework. And you're absolutely right. It not only cuts into your, the economics between mining and oil and gas are completely different. And so it cuts into your margin. It doesn't mean you couldn't make some money out of it, but, I mean, you know, you really aren't going to make a lot out of it. And that's fine maybe for a small company, but not so hot for a bigger one. And, you know, again, this idea that you have to have, you want to bring in partners to help you develop these areas. It's the reason why Centamin is a mining company today, not through planning going back 20 years. It was down to the fact that although everybody loves Sukari, and you know you can see what that's become, and you know why wouldn't they like it? But ultimately, you know, people like Gold Fields and Anglos and you know IM Gold, the people that looked at it, couldn't work out how they would end up, you know, how they make money out of it, because even if you gave them 50% of yours, that's still only 25% of the whole. So it was. It was long overdue that this is coming, and they finally, you have a president who is very pro business, very pro foreign investment. You have a minister who again is very very much keen to see this sector grow and develop. And then the chairman of EMRA, who is the third part of that stool, and he, too, is in that camp. So, you know, you've got all the right ingredients to really make this sector fly.
And when should we expect the finalization and the official approval of these positive reforms?
Well, they've moved very fast. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I've been involved with mining here now, that's a 2019 will be my 24th year just in mining. And, nothing ever happens quickly here. On the other hand, what I will say is that going from where we were at the beginning of March when they hired Wood Mackenzie to where we are today is, you know, for Egypt is light speed. So, you know, I would say that we'll probably see not in a shorter rather than longer period of time a announcement, you know, saying what their, you know, framework is. And then that's when you get down to things like the executive regulations, which have a lot of detail. So, you know, what would rent be or what this, you know. So, but by and large, I think that in terms of an overall strategy and plan, I think that, you know, sooner rather than later in terms of an announcement. I mean, one of the things that was amazing is the minister got up at a business breakfast meeting and said, you know, we're going to get this done in 3 months. They never say that. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, look, you know, we got it wrong. I mean, you know, we're oil and gas guys. I mean, we're not mining people. And so, you know, these are just so unusual for an Egyptian minister, sitting minister, to say publicly. You know, it is a complete tectonic shift in a sort of in attitude.
Mm-hmm. Aton trades on the TSXV under the symbol AAN, and on the OTC, if you're in the States, under the ticker symbol ANLBF. You can find Aton on the web at atonresources.com. That's atonresources.com. There, sign up for the email list, and you'll be alerted as soon as there's a press release that comes out. Mark, any concluding thoughts or financing opportunities you want to let the listeners know about?
Well, I think we'll certainly be coming back at some point for financing. I mean, you know, if as a junior miner, if you don't expect that, I mean, then you'd always be surprised. But we wanted to be sure that, you know, we had, you know, before we do that, we like to give people at least some comfort. And I think we've done that with the results at Rod Ruin, plus what we have at Hamama. But I think also importantly is that this change in the mining regime and, you know, the interest, we've already get calls now from people saying, can you tell me about Egypt? We'd be interested in looking at coming there. And I've met with small companies, exploration companies that have actually come here to meet with the government, taking some data away and what have you. So, you know, that's, to my mind, that is really, you know, very, very exciting. And, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of drilling to do. You know, we want to drill 30,000 meters. So, you know, we've got a lot going on in the coming year, and we think that between the two, it will be a very exciting time for Aton.
Well, Mark, thank you for joining me to start out the new year. We'll be definitely tracking this story, and I look forward to having you back again to give us a further update.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.